Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, to describe it. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
Brett Moorfield doesn't jump out of planes, but he does love the open road.
It's just free. The closest you can get to flying. Both my adopted dad and biological father rode motorcycles. When I saw all the people riding by on their bikes, it just called to me.
Brent works at a motorcycle shop in Auburn, a town in northeast Indiana, and rides his motorcycle every day.
You got the wind in your face, the sun beating down on you. Look behind you in your mirror and see hundreds of bikes just rolling over a little hill. I forget my worries, just look out, and it's wind therapy.
When he's not riding, Brent spends a lot of time on projects helping others. Every Christmas, he collects money and buys presents for families who can't afford them. That's how he met Tammy Mick. Tammy has three kids, and as she talked to Brent at the motorcycle shop about Christmas, she told him about one of them in particular, her youngest, Phil, who was 10 at the time. One day, she said, when Phil came home from school, Tammy noticed he was holding his hand to his head.
He was hiding his forehead, and I went to move his hand to see what was wrong, and I found it.
A goose egg on my head.
I was fire engine mad. I asked him what happened, and he finally broke down and told me.
He said a boy at school slammed his head into a wall, and it wasn't the first time he'd gotten picked on. Although his mother didn't know it, he told her, kids had bullied him for 2 years. They'd kick him, hit him, make fun of his clothes, and taunt him for being overweight.
It felt like I was underground and getting caved in.
Phil had lots of dreams, dark dreams that brought his mom running to his bed to see what was wrong. In the dreams, bullies beat him. Then one night, he dreamt something even worse.
I had one dream about that I actually killed myself. It came to a point where I just didn't want to live anymore.
When his mom heard about that dream, she says it was like someone had driven a knife through her. So when she met Brent, she told him how helpless she felt, and Brent could relate.
I grew up poor. Other traumatic events in my life as a child that, just very painful childhood.
Tammy told him that Phil was starting middle school this fall, and Brent decided the boy needed a fresh start. So he made a plan. First, he took Phil shopping for school supplies and clothes, got him a haircut, and took him to dinner. When Phil got home, he was full of energy.
He goes, "Me and Brent did this and that, Mom," and he just was all smiles.
But that was just part one of Brent's plan. He posted a call out on Facebook to the motorcycle community. At 6 a.m. a few days later, Brent and 50 other bikers met Phil and his family at a local restaurant. They came to escort Phil to the first day of school.
Big long row of motorcycles. The sun was coming out. People on Facebook that knew what we were doing that day were driving by and honking their horn and waving.
Phil was nervous about getting on the bike. He's like, "Mom, I don't think I can do this." I said, "Yes, you can." I said, "You can do this."
Phil got on the back of one of the motorcycles, and all 50 of them started riding, with Phil at the front of the pack.
He's just totally full of confidence and glowing.
When I was on the bike, I felt like I was God's son, full of joy and all that. It felt like a million bucks.
They dropped him off at the front door with the principal there to greet him. Phil's been in middle school a few weeks now. Tammy says he loves it. And Brent checks in every other day to see how they're all doing.
I hope he's in our life forever because he's family.
Phil's dreaming again. A different dream, though. The first time, it started scary.
I was having a nightmare.
But the nightmare changed, and a unicorn appeared. Then Phil was on the unicorn's back, flying. He rode the unicorn the same way he rode the motorcycle with Brent and the bikers.
It felt like the same thing, and the unicorns talked. It was like God gave the unicorn powers to talk to me and make me feel like I belong in this world.
The unicorn told Phil not to give up, because everything would be okay.
And it actually came true.
Decades after his own traumatic childhood, Brent gives other kids what he never had. Deep support and a community of mentors. Motorcycles drive the road near Phil and Tammy's house all the time. And every time Phil hears the sound of those engines, he smiles and knows he's not alone. His bikers have his back. You're listening to Kind World. I'm Erica Lance. And I want you to know that you can reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. You can listen to more Kind World by subscribing to the podcast or at wbur.org/kindworld. And send me your own story by emailing kindworld@wbur.org. Thanks for listening.